exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit CallDixie.com. Call Dixie,
and it's done. Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Trump campaign plans to ask Republicans controlling legislatures in states won by Joe Biden to overturn the results and appoint electors who will swing the Electoral College in the president's favor. The leaders of Michigan's legislature visit the White House today.
The Senate Majority Leader of the Michigan State Senate, along with the Speaker of its House of Representatives, are set to meet with President Trump today, but Republican Senator Mitt Romney calls it undemocratic. While the Biden campaign is warning the president and his legal team cannot overturn the will of the American people.
Fox's Sean Langell. It's another new daily record for coronavirus cases in the U.S., 185,000. President Biden says he has no plans to order a nationwide shutdown.
Because every region, every area, every community can be different.
The drug company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech will ask for emergency authorization of its coronavirus vaccine today. America's listening to Fox.
Don't forget that Mitt rhymes with... At 6:04, it's the Williams Hawaika. You heard me. Mitt rhymes with...
We'll be right back.
COVID-19 pandemic is surging at unprecedented levels, and that can only mean one thing. Time to volunteer to go on a cruise. Yes, nothing says increased risk and super spreader event like a highly contagious pandemic on a cruise ship. That's right. They're testing their safety protocols for dealing with COVID. Exciting. And need a bunch of suckers to...
Hey, just letting you know it's already full.
What?
Oh, yeah.
100,000 volunteers already?
Packed.
You serious?
Max capacity.
Okay. Wow. Never mind.
Good morning.
Everyone, gather around.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Thank God, it's TGIF.
You best put seatbelts on your ears, because I'm going to take them for the ride of their life.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
The weekend?
Ready when you are, baby.
So without further ado,
please welcome the finest broadcaster.
Welcome to the show.
Showtime.
What, Rick Peters walk in the room here? Welcome to Friday morning. That's called an on-air suck-up. At 6:06, so the weekend's here. Let's find out about the weather for it.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Our incredible period of storm-free days continues, and this is November. I'm just reminding myself that this is so unusual. I mean, if this happened in October, maybe. Sunshine today, beautiful day, a warmer day with a high around 74, mostly clear, not as cold tonight. There's a great space station flyover, 5:15. Oh, my gosh, it is going to be so bright and so nice. 5:15 to 5:19 from the southwest to northeast. Tonight's low 50, tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. We'll be in the mid-70s on Sunday as well. Still dry, still warm through the weekend. And Monday, I think we'll be near 70. Low 70s on Tuesdays, still dry, still nice. Then we have that midweek storm system next week around Thanksgiving Eve. Showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, 46 and clear skies. 6:07.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Many of you have probably heard, but we raised a ruckus a couple of weeks back when it was announced that all the Peanuts holiday specials would be on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And we just said, is nothing sacred? Can nothing be left to over-the-air, free, digital television? Well, guess what? It's coming to PBS.
Is that right?
PBS is going to run them, and that was, Apple didn't have to agree to do that, but they did. And we have a little audio from the Peanuts press conference yesterday.
Excuse me, sir, as a representative from Peanuts, can you tell us a bit about the decision made today? A quick follow-up, where will we be able to watch the show?
Excuse me, what day will it be on? That's great. What channel?
How did you feel when this deal was approved? Thank you.
I heard a song coming out of the end there.
I wonder when they're... Are they going to wait till December to put on?
I don't know when they're...
I think they're starting... On this next week, I think.
Charlie
I could
Brown
be
Thanksgiving
wrong.
Should run next
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving should be there.
So I think it's running pretty soon.
Cool. Good for PBS.
Look who's here.
All hail Jay!
All hail Jay!
Please clap.
He's looking a little like you this morning, Rich. Having a little rough morning going, huh?
What?
I'm having a tough
Are you tired?
Are you okay?
Stairs are tough.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Well, Tenderbits.
I saved you some steps and got your sheets for you, so... I know it's not many steps, but it helps.
being the nerd that you are, Jay, it must be tough for you to not be in a celebratory mood on this, the 50th birthday of the mouse.
Computer Mouse.
Oh. Oh. Computer Mouse. I was like, Mouse. Mickey Mouse? No. It's like, no, Mickey Mouse.
It was 92.
I wonder if the mouse has changed the shape of our hands over the years.
Uh-huh.
Because we've always got, well, it's almost always got one.
I was
going to
say,
I'm
using a trackpad right now on a laptop, so trackpads are wonderful.
Thoroughly modern Millie over here. There's an old school tune for you.
Hey, it's all good.
It's on the vault.
I mean, if I sound like I'm just a little off, I feel fine.
Yeah.
I'm just very frustrated with the news. Yesterday afternoon especially was difficult. And all we're hearing about is Rudy Giuliani's hair dye running down his forehead.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
I didn't see that.
Well, they were sweating so much in that daggum press conference yesterday. It was, we watched a little bit of that yesterday, and I tell you, it was interesting. It was like,
And what's happening next door in Georgia is just absolutely insane. But that's for later in the day. We had a little news item, I think it was last week, that said the average American has spent 668 hours on their sofa above normal.
I believe that.
Because of lockdowns and working from home and so forth. Mm-hmm. And if your sofa's taking a beating or any other furniture needs replacement, we recommend you visit Kaiser. Get over there today or tomorrow and check out 65,000 square feet of choices in all types and styles. A warehouse that big can hold everything. And they also, by the way, if you'd like to watch your Thanksgiving fare on a in a TV home entertainment center that accommodates today's large screens TV, those are out, and they have them. And if you want to go big, Kaiser, if you spend $2,000 or more, they can get you an interest-free Synchrony bank account for qualified customers so you can get whatever you want. Navigating that 65,000-square-foot warehouse, you've got three of the best in the furniture business with Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. Great team, great customer service, and unmatched selection. In all sincerity, at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just beyond the 10% tax that goes in Montgomery, it's 8.25 when you shop wiser and buy Kaiser at 612 Local News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Che Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. The latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And state health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mashed potatoes smothered up in gravy, a piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese, with sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows, turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging, gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich, and maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator filled up with food I still want to eat.
Hey, you know what? We have our almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day coming up.
Woohoo!
Except I'm not sure which doctor we should honor today.
Oh, okay. We can talk, we can discuss.
And as we did Dr. John a couple of days back. His birthday is this weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. We had Dr. Johnny,
what? Johnny Fever?
Johnny Fever, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. My Eyes.
Dr. My Eyes.
And we did Dr. John, like you said. And
oh, I've got one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. All
Dr. Right. Scholes?
No.
No, but that would be a good one.
I was thinking Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook.
In the medicine show.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pick one of those.
My producer used to actually produce all of his stuff, so that's why I thought about Dr. Hook.
Have you done Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Dr. Pepper's good.
Or is it Dr. Check? That's like the other generic brand, I think.
What was her? I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
I
think Bob Howers does Pepsi products, so.
Oh.
I can't do Dr. Pepper.
Are they not Pepsi? Oh, they're not Pepsi related. Okay.
I like Dr. Scholl's. Big decisions to make here this morning.
Yeah, so stay tuned to find out.
That was the promo of the year. So stay tuned to find out what the hell's going on. 16 minutes after 6.
Dr. Octopus?
No.
Dr. No?
What about one of those?
Dr. No.
I like that because I can use the sound effect too.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil, that's a good one. We're on a roll here, man. We got the next week covered easily.
You're covered. You're good.
A couple of things I put on social media this morning.
Oh, I just love that picture.
Yeah, Bella with her doggy.
Look at that look on the face.
Have you seen, did the Peanuts press conference, did you see the Charlie Brown Rockefeller Center tree?
Yes. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
They found an owl in it.
Yeah, that's in this story right here. There's the little owl.
That poor owl had terrible living conditions if that's the tree that they chose for.
Well, guess what? Owl will be home for Christmas. Yeah, I got a million of them.
Have they said anything as to, are they going to cut another one, or are they really just going to decorate that one?
You'd have to ask their communist mayor what the plan is there.
De Blasio.
I mean, that was something, the Rockefeller Center tree, all by itself, without Broadway, is something that would bring hundreds of thousands of people to Manhattan for at least a day.
For a day,
right. Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't happening. First of all, they're closing all the restaurants in New York again.
That city's going to be nothing left.
No, and they don't seem to care either. That's the more frightening part. We had the story last week that NASDAQ is considering a move to Dallas. I think they should just go ahead and announce it. Because they don't need to be in New York. What do they need to be there for with 60% taxes? And
Wall Street should move to this Wall Street right here.
We got the room. We have the facilities. We have a gas station. We have Chappie's right up the street. We have a Baumhauer's around the corner.
That's true.
We've got way off Broadway in Prattville, so there's a theater for everybody to come take part in. And we got the Impact. We got ASF.
I think we need to promote that. I really do. I think we need to promote that we've got a Wall Street right here that will welcome you, welcome your money, just leave your politics in New York, please.
It's already Wall Street.
That's all we ask. At 6:18, we'll get our first look at the roads here and come back and get ready for a TV segment, which is all about the most
popular desserts during the holiday season.
Yes, that's coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still looking pretty good everywhere this morning. We are seeing a few more cars out and about. We're getting a little bit busy now on the 31s. Incoming traffic from Highway 31 in Prattville, 231 in Wetumpka, Highway 80. And we're seeing a few more cars on Atlanta Highway heading on to Madison Avenue into downtown. Buckle up, be safe. No problems out there that we know of as of right now. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day, it's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25-pounder at the grocery store, gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey, 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 brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. Turkey leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in the skillet and fry. One more helping, I'm taking a chance. Just be standing by with an ambulance. Better call the tailor to let out my pants. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. Eating, eating lots of turkey.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. Hey, we can use Dr. Pepper because, as always, our Ever Alert audience took a look at distribution, and Dr. Pepper is bottled by both Coke and Pepsi.
Oh.
So we will not be violating. There we are. We are getting ready for a TV hit. Talking about...
Dr. Pepper.
The most tempting...
Would you like to be a pepper, too?
Remember, who was the guy? David Naughton?
Oh, yeah.
Did the song?
Yeah.
And then what was the... what was the other one? The hit he had?
Making It.
Making It.
Yeah.
Making It.
Yeah. Okay. Not one of my favorite songs.
Wasn't bad, I'll tell you. Given
RSO.
If I had a choice in the 80s of playing David Naughton and Making It or Air Supply, guess who got picked?
Yeah.
Later on this hour, we'll announce the Almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day. And that will be, by the way, yesterday afternoon, we had, the day before, we had Sweet D called and didn't quite get Dr. Johnny Fever. Call him Dr. Johnny Love. That was not an acceptable answer.
Oh.
And we felt so bad because she's one of our most loyal listeners. So yesterday, Jim Smith and Adams Drugs arranged for her to get two jars of butt paste and a t-shirt at the Adams Drugs right up the street from us. Isn't that nice?
That's great.
So even when you lose, you win with this radio station.
I used
butt paste on my skin the other day. Not on that part of the body, but it's great elsewhere.
Yeah, no, it's incredibly healing. It's moisturizing and for dry skin this time of the year, especially when those cold fronts come through. 6:25, so we expect to hear that little TV cue here any second now.
I'm going to send you the space station flyover map that in case you want to post it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
A new survey asked people what desserts are the most tempting during the holiday season, and it might just make you a little hungry this morning. We have a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. You guys are never hungry because Greg makes breakfast every morning, and I'm sure he makes dessert on Fridays as well.
No. There is a pumpkin pie down there, though.
Yeah, there is on the tab. We don't know where it came from. Yes. It was. I think it was.
Don't eat it.
No. Ryan,
chocolate pie from the help. Don't eat it.
Here's how it works in radio, and I've been in it a long time, and I can tell you exactly how long an unknown pie, somebody else's pizza, can sit around and still be edible with minimal risk.
Right.
Pumpkin pie. Doesn't have a lot of dairy in it. I did not see any mold or anything on it, so I think it's still probably good.
Does it smell okay?
I can run down during the segment, and we can show it on TV and let the viewers vote.
I will eat pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, but I don't. That's not one of my favorites.
I used to love pumpkin pie as a kid. Like, I would probably eat a whole pie by myself. As I've gotten older, I've kind of swapped to more of, I like a sweet potato casserole versus a sweet pie or anything that's got really, really sweet like a pie.
Now, number two on this list, apple pie, I'm a fool for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's
yes.
good.
Yes, and by the way...
Yeah, but is that a holiday treat? We have those year-round here.
Yeah, but... You
want the holiday treat style?
I have them around the holidays, though.
Do it the Greg Budell way.
Yeah?
They're just...
I already know it's going to be good before you even say it, Greg.
It's a honest...
That hamster's trying to get turning that wheel real quick.
I found this recipe in the National Enquirer like 30 years ago. They used to do a celebrity...
Well, what?
They used to do a celebrity recipe.
He still carries his blue dot, by the way.
He does. He's still got his blue dot. Yeah. Oh.
If you're familiar with the Enquirer blue dot psychic.
I put this in my wallet, and I have not been killed since it's been in there.
Okay.
Why take it? Hey, if it's supposed to have all these magical powers, what have you got to lose by trying it? Back to this recipe. They used to do... celebrity recipes, and one day I was thumbing through, looking at all the gossip, and I saw a recipe for Ed Asner and his
deep... You could bake Ed Asner.
No, it wasn't.
We're going to find out
did
the
I
recipe.
Leave a,
what
did
the
I
recipe
leave a participle
is.
Dangling with
sorry,
that?
Sorry, well, you just paused it, you know. They had a recipe for Ed Asner.
Yeah.
What kind of pie was it, though?
It was... a lot of basting with him. Ed Asner's deep pot... apple pie.
Yeah.
Google it and look it up and make it. It's not that hard, and it is.
I'm sorry.
Try it.
I'm still giggling at Jay.
You'll really, really like it.
Well, I'm Greg. You've been struggling with this story, so I'm just going to jump in. Mine isn't a homemade dessert necessarily.
Yeah.
But have you guys had Christmas tree cakes that they like make their?
There's a shortage of them this year. Yeah.
You wonder why? Yeah,
people are hoarding those in toilet paper for some reason.
Christmas tree cakes and toilet paper.
Yeah. Like the little Debbie snacks?
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. The Debbie. I love those things.
Oh,
and the zebra cakes.
And they're no different than the ones that they make, like the zebra cakes or the Halloween ones, whatever. But I guarantee the Christmas tree cakes, 100% better.
I can't believe chocolate chip cookies are not on this list. Chocolate chip cookies.
Ed Asner's deep pot apple pie. It's online. Google it and try it. And I will give a gift to a viewer or a listener who will actually go ahead and show me photographic proof they went and took my advice. It's really good.
Oh, boy. There you go.
And
any other dessert thoughts?
Yes. Have y'all tried rosemary shortbread cookies?
No.
All right, so they're kind of like a tea or coffee cookie.
Someone made those one year.
They are the bomb.
They're delicious.
And you can actually use that same recipe and just pull the rosemary out, and you can do brown sugar and cinnamon and stuff in it and have like cinnamon brown sugar shortbread cookies.
It sounds good, but it's not as good as Ed Asner's deep pot apple pie.
My mom's cinnamon rolls were the best.
I was just about to say, Jesse Lynn is always a wealth of knowledge, but Greg jumped in before I could even get the thought out.
Well, we got to ask Jay, what's his go-to holiday treat?
This year?
Oatmeal cookies.
Not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
After my heart stuff and everything else.
Pumpkin rice cakes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Some kind of rice cake treat. No, my aunt makes little pecan pie squares, and they're delicious. Mm-hmm. I will be missing them this year, probably having maybe one or a half.
You can have one. It's a special holiday.
What does she bake that you like?
Well, we have gotten the wrap a few times, and I don't want our producer to throw any dessert at us. So we will check in with you guys on Monday morning.
Dessert.
Y'all have
Ed
a great
Asner
weekend.
Deep dish apple pie.
Don't have a great weekend.
Deep pot.
Thanks, guys.
And Ed Asner is still alive.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. We're going to head outside now for an update on your morning commute with Jerry Howell.
Wow, that was fun.
That was.
Once you finally got out, the Ed Asners.
Look at it. There's Andrew. He's still smiling.
He's always so happy. Him and Ryan both.
We put them in a good mood. You know, you worked in TV. You know how it is for anchors. It's all news.
It's all hard news. And
they get very few opportunities to break out of that.
So this is an opportunity to be more relaxed. And I think over the period of time since we've been doing this, they have become more and more relaxed.
Traffic looks mighty light this morning.
It does, doesn't it?
We're on I-65 at Fairview. We're looking like at the camera.
And traffic is supposed to be down this year, they say?
I'm assuming it will be, especially since so many states are closed, or if you come in from another state where
you could be
quarantined for 2 weeks. So I don't know. It's all very sad to me. Hmm. 6:32, a little bit later this morning, we may hear from Brant McDonald. The market was weird yesterday. Remember, it was down about 300 points.
And then ended up a little bit?
Finished up.
Yep.
And Brant explains the rhythms of the day, the trading day, that explain how it's all impacting our economy and our money. And I urge you to get a plan going for 2021 by calling his office at 387-0094. He's got a really amazing team of people. We met Austin Baranko while Brant was having his knee fixed. And, the genius jumps out of the radio waves when they're talking. Get a plan going and be prepared for the next pandemic or whatever may come our way.
Don't say that.
Austin is the one who helped me with a lot of my stuff at the beginning. Yeah, him and Brant both.
He is a brilliant kid. He's not a kid, but he's very youthful. So is Brant, for that fact. 6:33. Timeline is next with Rich.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch, traffic. Well, we are looking pretty good this morning. Still light to moderate all around Montgomery. That includes I-65 and 85 through downtown. No accidents into us to pass along. We are seeing a little bit of traffic beginning to trickle in on Highway 31 this morning. It's a little busy at Highway 80 around the Big Lots Distribution Center and on into I-65. A little congested out that way, but that's about it. It will get more busy as we get further into your Friday. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and options you want. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Marguerite's second annual pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. Every single item in the store has a crazy, wacky blowout price. And you can put it on a layaway, 10% down, and pick it up Christmas Eve. Blowout items. Unbelievable blowout items. All diamonds. You heard me. All diamonds, including Fred Mark, 60% off. All of our watches, 49% off. Diamond studs, $99. Unbelievable blowout at Marguerite's. Pepper Tree Shop, don't miss this. This is the event of the year. Don't miss us. We're in Pepper Tree Shops.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There at 6:36 with the timeline for the 20th of November. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
325th day of the year. There are now 41 days left in the wonderful year we call 2020.
Okay, Jimmy Stewart.
It is Name Your PC Day.
Oh, I've had some names for mine over
gosh.
The years.
My current one is...
Did you get your new one set up yet?
I have not. I've had it over a week,
yeah,
and it's out of the box.
Oh, that's good.
But it's still sitting in the same place. I just haven't had time.
Well, keep the peanut butter fudge away from it. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
It's not peanut butter fudge that messed up the keyboard.
Just mentioning that.
Ashes.
Oh, ashes to
I'm
ashes.
Very religious.
Dust
they celebrate
to dust.
Ash Monday through Sunday.
I understand. It's also National Beautiful Day. What is that all about? National Beautiful Day.
Can I celebrate?
You sure is a...
I guess not.
On this date in 1923, I'm not going to do the patent number, but the U.S. Patent Office issues a patent for a 46-year-old inventor for his three-position traffic signal. Okay. 1945, 24 high-ranking Nazis go on trial in Nuremberg, Germany, for atrocities committed during World War II. On this date in 1947, happy anniversary, Princess Elizabeth marries Philip Mountbatten. Today is their 71st anniversary.
Wow.
They met when she was 13 and he was 18. Ooh. On this date in 1955, Bo Diddley makes television history. He debuts on The Ed Sullivan Show. He didn't do the song they asked him to do, so they banned him from further appearances on the show. 1963, an article in the Washington Post talks about President Kennedy's scheduled trip to Texas this week. President Kennedy will make 5 speeches Thursday and Friday, attending 2 receptions, and spend the night at the ranch of Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson. Oh, I didn't know he was going to spend the night at LBJ's.
Yeah, he and Bobby hated that. He and Bobby hated that because LBJ made him do it all
right.
Texas style.
Yeah.
And go out hunting and stuff. And
says Mrs. Kennedy will accompany her husband on the trek, described as non-political.
Yeah, right.
1967, U.S. Census clock. Ticks past 200 million. What are we at now? 330, 340,
Unless it's an election, then we're at about 400 million.
True.
I'm not apologizing for that either, by the way.
Now our song of the day. The year is 1967. I heard this playing the car the other day. Sounded so good. Birds, Roger McGuinn, David Crosby, Chris Hillman, Graham Parsons. One of the first big supergroups. It's a long 26-second intro, so we're not going to talk about the whole thing. So you want to be a rock and roll star? Listen to what I say. How about some birds with your toast and coffee this morning here? They're going to sing now. Hang on.
What?
Any second. Right now.
So you wanna be a
You know who's a big fan of the Byrds and all that music from the 60s? Mad Dog Russo.
Is that right?
On High Heat. Yeah, he's huge.
Huh.
On all of it.
And he liked that that Echoes from the Canyon, that special,
yeah, that's
too.
That's what got him into it.
Right.
That's how he went back. Yeah. And as bumper music on his show, he was using everything that was in that movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
On this date in 1969, Alcatraz, seized by Native Americans, they were trying to reclaim the unused land for Indian school, and they were able to retain possession for 19 months. The prison, by the way, shut down in 63. Wasn't cost effective. It was
No, but it did give the prisoners something to do in that they relentlessly plotted how they were going to escape from that thing.
It did, and well, there's one we don't know if it was successful or not. They probably drowned. But on this date in 71, theme from Shaft, number one, Isaac Hayes. 1982, Drew Barrymore becomes the youngest host of Saturday Night Live at age 7. She started drinking at age 9 and smoking pot at age 13.
If you go enough of those special meetings that I attend, you'll hear the same thing. It is not as odd as it might strike you. But there are many kids that start drinking before the age of 10. Whew.
This is a tough one. 1983, estimated 100 million people watching an ABC disaster movie called
The Day After.
The Day After. The movie had been hyped for weeks before it aired, and it depicted the aftermath of nuclear war.
You know, they built that into near hysteric proportions.
Right.
And it was pretty, parts of it were pretty well done and very much a gut punch.
I got it on videotape somewhere. It's not that I want to. It's not a laugher, you know.
No. I mean, one of the things, the scene where the farmer's wife just goes, flips out because she knows the end of the world is coming.
Right. On the state in 84, remember when McDonald's hamburgers used to put how many were sold?
Yes.
50 billionth hamburger was sold on the state in 84. Or you know, that's what they estimate. There's no really count on it. 1984, the SETI Institute. SETI was found. SETI, they do astronomical research. It stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Oh, boy. 35 years ago in 85, Microsoft released Windows 1.0.
I think it's still on one of these machines.
Yeah, I think I know which one. 1.0.
This is the date in 92 that Windsor Castle had a big fire. I mean, it was a pretty substantial fire. And civilians and troops were able to save most of the royal treasures, but it was a big deal. Also on the same day in 92, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, was released. 26 years ago in 94, David Crosby received a new liver. Some people think that he didn't deserve it. This was at the UCLA Medical Center. In 95, on this date, that controversial interview with Princess Diana, who admitted to being unfaithful to Prince Charles. 2003, record producer Phil Spector charged with murder in the shooting death of the actress Lana Clarkson in 2003. And a big implosion on this date. The Atlanta, Georgia Dome was imploded on this date. Those are fun to watch.
Yeah, they're fun to watch, but you know, when you're a taxpayer there, that wasn't built that long
ago. I know. It was they didn't even pay the
hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, exactly, right.
Birthdays. Bo Derek is 64. Remember, was it the movie 10, was it?
Yes.
Joe Walsh is 73. He's now sober, but he was a hellraiser from Cleveland, Ohio, the James Gang.
Oh, man, yeah. Walk Away and Funk 49.
Funk 49, sure.
Good stuff.
Hey, Joe Biden's birthday is today. He's 78. Norman Greenbaum is how old today?
Well, if I remember correctly, Norman Greenbaum and Joe Biden have the same birthday.
I think you're right. So he's 78. How you know that is disturbing, though.
Because I've been doing these birthdays for 40 years, you know.
That's why he's so good.
Dead or alive, Dick Smothers.
Alive.
He is alive at 81.
And one of my favorite first comedians, the Smothers Brothers. I just love what they did. And, you know, you can learn to be funny by observing people who... I always liked the subtlety of their humor.
Yeah.
You know, it was always clever. Tommy could be a real dope, but it was just a great match. And I could recite entire Smother Brother albums.
They were always contentious with CBS, weren't
they? Yeah, they were a little...
They were crossing the line a lot.
Yeah.
Bobby Kennedy would have been 95 today.
Golly.
We're 6 days away from Thanksgiving, 8 days till the Iron Bowl, 31 days till winter begins, Christmas begins in 35... No, Christmas begins in 35 days. It also ends in 35 days. and 85 days till Valentine's Day. That is your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
So, we need it in the form of a question, and it's going to be, who is Dr. Pepper?
Who is Dr. Pepper?
That's my favorite drink, by the way.
I didn't know that.
It's one of if I have a carbonated beverage, that's my go-to.
It tastes like medicine to me. I don't know.
You know, actually, if you've got a really sore throat, if you take a can of Dr. Pepper, put it in a bowl with a slice of orange, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds and drink it, it'll break up all that phlegm and get your throat healing.
That's why it tastes
it's like having Aunt Bea in the studio with us and all these country recipes.
It works.
I'm not questioning that it works. I just think it's really cool that you know it. So there you go. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, not during one of my intemperate rants, but at some point when I'm calm enough, I will ask people to be caller 702-729-228. Give me the question, who is Dr. Pepper? And you will win a pair of Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages that you can enjoy at Wing Fingers downtown. I was disappointed to find out they will not be open the day after Thanksgiving because I was going to do a lunch there.
That would have been fun.
That would have been a blast. But they're being realistic, too. They know that all the
government... Who's going to be downtown?
Yeah. Very few. All the government workers are off. Right. Even though that's not an official state holiday, whoever's in charge...
can make that call.
And they always do.
Because nobody else is going to come in anyway.
This is true. This is true. So that's your...
new stock, is this...
Almost Dr. Baumhauer Wing Finger Daily Double Dr. B.
We need to have an Almost Dr. Jesse Lynn because, you know, I've been accepted to my PhD program. I just couldn't start it this semester due to COVID because I couldn't get in my teaching hours.
I don't know.
And you're going to be a doctor in...
Career and tech education.
Oh, wow.
Jesse.
I feel so uneducated with you guys.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Clear sailing continues. Wow. Amazing period of time in November, which can be very, very stormy, very, very active. Sunshine today, beautiful, warmer, high 74. Great space station flyover, 5:15. Look at the southwestern sky, and it's going to pass straight overhead, very bright, 3.7 magnitude, and then off to the northeast after that. A really good one. Mostly clear, not as cold tonight, low 50. Tomorrow, mid-70s. Actually, tomorrow and Sunday, mid-70s. Still warm, still dry, I should say. Sunshine Saturday, a few clouds Sunday, and a few clouds on Monday, with Monday's high right around 70. Big storm system in the middle of the week around Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. Right now, this morning, we have 46 degrees, clear skies, 6:49.
All right, coming up, we're going to check traffic, come back with the cheap and trashy, and replay something that got a lot of good buzz yesterday. What was that called? Was that a wreck or?
No, that was David the Bug Man saying that you can also put lemon in the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yes.
As well.
Lemon's so. Good. The only time, like for a singer, especially if you really have got a raw throat, you don't want to do it too much because it'll that acid will burn. So the orange is a little lighter on the burning.
Do you remember? I think it was last year we did this. There's it's on YouTube, but it's a Dick Clark commercial for hot yes. Dr. Pepper.
Yes, I do remember that. I wonder if I still have that.
Dr. Pepper was originally created to be a hot drink. Fun fact for the day.
I think I may have heard that.
There's your first random fact for the 6 o'clock hour.
Get going again with the Dr. Pepper difference. Charge!
Well.
Charge!
Who's the idiot that labeled it that? Oh, that was me.
Oh.
Anyway, I got a lot of interesting Dr. stuff here, like Dr. Phil.
I am gonna beat the living out of you if you don't knock it off.
Okay, I'll knock it off because we got to get to traffic and then we got to get to the cheap and trashy and I need a smoke.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Skywatch traffic, taking a look at the roads this morning. We are busy on 31 out of Prattville into Montgomery, Highway 80. Seeing a little bit of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka. Troy Highway pretty quiet so far. I-65 and 85 in the Boulevard looking good. We've got no accidents into us to pass along to you so far. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Not a whole lot to talk about. Man crediting Alex Trebek for saving his life. Yesterday was World Pancreatic Cancer Day. And even though Alex did not live to see it, another man who suffers from it has a better prognosis because Alex inspired him to get his checked out.
Excellent.
And sure enough, they were able to catch it really, really early. So his prognosis is far better than most.
Excellent.
In that regard. Justin Bieber thinks Google is trying to sabotage him.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares? What
cares?
What's going on? How is it? How are they sabotaging him?
Well, he's upset about the pictures at the top of the Justin Bieber search on Google because he was battling Lyme disease at the time, and he thinks he looks disheveled. But they were actually from the red carpet premiere of his YouTube documentary back in January.
Oh.
He thinks they're making him look bad on porpoise. Mm.
Don't insult the dolphin.
The Beeb.
Yeah.
The Beebers.
On porpoise. Tiger Woods will play in one more tournament this year with his 11-year-old son.
Oh. Aww.
Nice. There's that great picture of his dad. Remember when he was a boy that age? Remember that?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, maybe they could talk about old memories like time mom beat me up with a 7-iron.
Okay.
Because I had my 6-wood in the wrong place. A new Pink Panther movie will include the cartoon Pink Panther.
Oh.
You know, I'm sorry, Steve Martin. You shouldn't have tampered with the Peter Sellers
Peter
legacy.
Sellers was the guy.
But the best one is, I think it's the Curse of the Pink Panther, where who's the guy that plays his boss?
I can't.
Peter Lam is the name of the actor, but the guy who always, he gets the twitch in his eye.
Yeah, I can't tell you. Sorry.
I have no idea.
I'm not talking about a movie from 5,000 years ago.
I know. I'm not good at movies like you guys are. I can't tell you that.
Inspector
Gadget?
Clouseau? Clouseau is Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
It's a one-syllable name. Somebody's going to call with it. I know this. Anyway, he finally snaps and goes completely berserk and tries to destroy the world, and it's very funny.
Ah, okay.
It ends with Tiptoe in the Tulips as Herbert Lahm is disappearing from the death ray that... the cast of Dazed and Confused smoked all the weed in Austin, Texas. That's what it says here. Now, on TV, Disney Plus has The Mandalorian. That's that car that goes to the future.
No, not exactly. I got to write it down, though. I got to remember to watch The Mandalorian today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you start on The Crown yet?
As a matter of fact, I am halfway through.
Now, what's The Crown?
The Crown is the...
You watched 5 episodes yesterday?
There's so many of these damn...
No, I think I've watched 3. I don't know, 3 or 4.
There's so many of these damn royal things.
Yeah, but this is a series that our boss turned us on to.
Oh, it must be great.
First. He did a he did a binge watch one weekend, and I did a binge watch on it. And they've used, we're on their second actress, right, for the queen?
Yeah.
And there'll be another
second cast, really.
Yeah,
Where does it begin? Cast.
It begins when her father is king.
King George?
Yeah, George, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed I knew that.
Yeah.
You leave the Smithsonian Channel on long enough, you're going to learn the whole world.
She was out of the country when she found out he died. She was in Africa.
We now know the cost of getting into Elvis's pants.
Uh-oh.
It's $531.
Oh.
It's a pair of dress pants once worn by Elvis, up for auction. The going price is $531. They were donated by Elvis's father, Vernon, to the Salvation Army at some point.
Huh.
And they're being auctioned off. Name E. Presley MGM. Starting bid was a reasonable $300, but now it's up to $531. You know, that might be something to buy and see what you can turn it around for.
How can they verify that it is?
Explain to the family why we're not having any meals this week.
Why couldn't somebody just say that's Elvis's pants, you know?
This is true. I don't know how you authenticate. I guess there's something that's sewn into the inseam that says the Elvis.